Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text them, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. I hope you woke up this morning rejoicing and thanking God for another day that he allowed you to see the sunshine. Glory to God, because you know everybody didn't get that chance. But I hope you woke up, amen, this morning and said, Lord, I thank you. You got all your limbs. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, because you gave me use of my limbs, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God, that I'm in, Lord God, because I know, Lord, you're the one that spared my life. You shook me and woke me up. It wasn't the alarm clock. It was the Lord, thy God, that shook you and woke you up this morning. So I hope you're rejoicing and being glad that you're in this day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead with a couple of announcements. Glory to God. I want to make sure you know, amen, that this is ministry with you in mind. Glory to God. It's to meet the needs of the people, God's people. Glory to God. And first coming up on Tuesday, we have Wild Radio with none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Glory to God. If you missed it on last week, he walked the dog. Glory to God. He took him by the collar, pulled him up, and brought him back and set him down and said, don't you move. Glory to God, because I'm coming back around again. And if you missed that, you missed a treat. You can also go back and listen to the show on demand. The show comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to mark your calendar and come on and tune in on Tuesday and hear what the Lord is saying in these last days. And if you move on down on Saturday, glory to God, you missed another treat. We had none other than Faith Come By Hearing. Elder Bertha Askew, glory to God, she did an awesome job. It was just great all the way from the beginning to the end, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you when you open up your loaf of bread and you think, okay, well, them first pieces stale, glory to God, but she didn't have no stale bread. Amen. Her whole loaf was good, glory to God. So if you missed it, you can go back and you can hear it on demand. The show comes on every Saturday at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And if you miss any of those times, you can go to the Facebook page. And I know some say they don't have a Facebook page, but all of you out there in La La Land that don't have a Facebook page, just go ahead and hit me up, and I will give you the times. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I will be posting a Google number that you can contact me on. And if you miss any of the shows and you want to hear, amen, so you can hear what the Lord is saying, because I don't want you to miss it. Glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we are Our Power, glory to God. I am the first hour, Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And it's ministry with you in mind always. Glory to God. And go ahead and hit them up right now. Text your friends. Glory to God. And let them know that we're on live. When we're going to hear a word from the Lord that's a life-changing word. Glory to God. And then the next hour is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry with Minister Elaine Jackson. It comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And we don't want you to miss it. Amen. Coming up next, it's going to be Ministry Lane. I'm going to give you a break after I finish, and I want you to go over there and show her some love. You know, amen, we're all on the one umbrella, so I encourage you to make sure you go over there. Don't miss a beat. Don't miss a click. Go over and show her some love also. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you to partner with us. And in partnering, you will receive many perks, and you will be placed on our personal prayer list where you will be prayed for by a team, amen, of people that don't mind praying. Glory to God, amen, on one accord. And we know God's going to move. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, they say expect it. You got to raise your level of expectation. But we know when we pray, God's going to move on your behalf. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I want you to come on and partner. And in partnering with us, it's only $25 or more. You always want to get more for your buck, glory to God. So always give the more. Give as much as you think you can give, glory to God. And watch God grow it. You know, when you plant a seed, amen, you continue to water it, glory to God. You continue to water it by prayer and supplication. Yes, Lord, I've planted that seed. Now, Lord, I need you to meet this need, you know. And you say, Lord, I know you said, Lord God, I will lack nothing, Lord. You say you will withhold no good thing back from me, glory to God. And if you don't know those words and those scriptures, glory to God, use what you got. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God, because we serve a wonderful working God. Glory to God. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need somebody to help you to get in that place where God wants you to be, I encourage you to hit up Apostle Yvonne Rowell, but it'll be Yvonne Rowell, glory to God, on Facebook. It'll be Prophet Yvonne Rowell, and she also has another page, Yvonne Rowell. You can hit her up on Facebook and let her know what the need may be. Inbox her, glory to God. And you can also inbox Pastor Joseph Rowell, and they will get back with you, glory to God, and tell you the steps that you need to take, glory to God. Because there's always steps, glory to God. You know, you have to come and do things decent and in order. So, yes, there are steps, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Because we serve such an awesome God. So we don't want to leave anybody out. And whatever God's doing in this season, just say it right now. So, Lord, don't do it without me, God. If he's blessing in this season, the Lord, don't do it without me, Lord. Lord, if you're giving in this season, Lord, don't do it without me, Lord. Lord, if you got, oh, my God, Lord, hold your mule, hold your mule. Let's go on, hallelujah, glory to God. Because we don't want God to do it without us in this season, hallelujah. If he's giving out miracles, you don't want God to miss you in this season. And if he's giving out an increase in income, glory to God, he's giving out money, whatever the need may be, you don't want God to miss you in this season. So I encourage you, glory to God, hallelujah, to connect and partner. Amen, glory to God, and watch God do some great, amen, and mighty things in your life. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to be coming from Acts chapter 28, but I'm going to go ahead on and open us up in prayer. Glory to God, Acts chapter 28, glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we come to you as humble as we know how, God. Your children, oh God. Lord, seeking you, Lord God, and your understanding, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, let this word go all across the nation and touch those, Lord God, who need a greater touch from you, Lord God, who need a miracle from you, Lord God, in this hour, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, let the word, God, in the name of Jesus, heal, let it deliver, and let it set free those that are captive in their mind, God. All those mind-binding spirits, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We cast them out right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We replace them with your goodness, Lord, your grace and your mercy, because you said you're a merciful God. Lord, you said you'll be there when we need you. You're always on time. You're never late. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that need healing, Lord God, in their body on today, oh Lord God. Wherever they hurt, God, heal them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, heal them from the knee pain, God. Heal them from the back pain, oh Lord God. Heal them, God, from the shoulder pain, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal them from the headaches that they've been having, God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and we declare them to be healed, healthy, and whole in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead, amen, and get in the word of God. You should be there by now, chapter 28. I'm just going to say it like this, amen. You need to shake it off. You know, sometimes life, amen, life happens. You know, things are going to happen in your life. Glory to God. Whether you, amen, you're on this side of the Lord or whether you're on the other side, glory to God, things happen. You know, but they come more noticeable when you're in Christ Jesus. You know, like, okay, all that stuff happened to me, you know, when I was a young boy, you know, and all that stuff happened to me when I was a young girl. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But, you know, amen, things are going to happen. Whether you're in Christ or whether you're not in Christ, things are going to happen. So I encourage you, hallelujah, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than dwell in the tents of wickedness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know the Lord has my back. I know, glory to God. Hallelujah. If I confess him as my Lord and Savior, he can walk with me. I can shut with him. I can communicate with him in the wee hours of the night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Of all this stuff that's come up on me, glory to God. Hallelujah. And with prayer and supplication, he'll show me, hallelujah, how to shake it off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With all that said, before we go any further, glory to God, I'm going to go ahead on, amen. And I want you, if you don't know Jesus, pardon if you see him, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I want you to come into my life, God. I invite you in my life. Make me, Lord. Mold me, God. Father, create in me a clean heart, Lord. Renew in me the right spirit, Lord, so I can serve you, Lord. I accept you, Lord, as my Lord and Savior. Woo. Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you said that prayer, glory to God, hallelujah. Welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-washed, born-again believer in Christ Jesus. Let no one take that away from you. Let no one tell you nothing different. Glory to God, hallelujah. You hang on, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that that was you that said that prayer. Glory to God, that said the sinner's prayer. Glory to God. Because you are saved now, hallelujah, washed in his blood, glory to God, hallelujah, my God, my God. Let's go ahead and get into the message, glory to God, chapter 28, glory to God. You know, I'm going to give you just a little tad of background, amen, glory to God. You go ahead and read, amen, chapter 27, and then we're going to bring you up, amen, just a little bit, glory to God. Because I want to talk about it and make it plain. You know, Paul was a prisoner. Glory to God. And they were sailing to Asia. And then some contrary winds start to blow. You know, there's things that start to happen. And that's those contrary winds. The winds start to blow. And then your ship go rocking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what Paul meant was. You know, he wasn't worried about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He was not worried about it. He said, no, it's going to be okay all his way. Hallelujah. Because he knew who he had on his side. Hallelujah. He said, ain't no soul going to be lost now. It's going to be okay. Glory to God. Yes, the wind started to blow, and hallelujah. They didn't like what Paul was preaching. You know, he's preaching the word of God. You know, amen. Let's just go here for just a second. Then we're going to get on down to chapter 28. You know, sometimes when you talk about the word of God, people don't like that, glory to God. The devil don't like that, hallelujah. As long as you're being still and you're talking about everything else that you want to talk about and you're backbiting, you talk about everybody else and, you know, you're talking about your sugar mamas and your sugar daddies and your sugar babies, glory to God, hallelujah, and the baby mama drama all you got. It's okay. As long as you live it, amen, the way you want to live, it's okay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when you become a Christian, a pure, amen, Christian, when you become to let God be the head of your life, glory to God, and lead you and guide you, glory to God, then you're going to have some trouble. But they ain't going to like you. Hallelujah. They didn't like Pope Paul. But guess what? It didn't matter. Hallelujah. So you should let it matter. Let's move on. Let's get into the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us, every one, because of the present rain and because of the cold. See, they were even saying in here, right here in the scripture, right here, that they were barbarous. They were uncivilized people. They were uncultured. They were ignorant people. But guess what? They received them. You know, don't you know they had to have a feeling that something up right here, glory to God. Even when you wear an amen, Jesus all over you, even though people don't know who he is for real, they'll say, hold up, it's something different about you. Glory to God. I know I was in a place one time and I was talking to this guy. I never said, you know, I'm this and I'm that, glory. I never told him anything. I didn't say nothing. I was just talking to him, you know, and just encouraging him. You know, I said, yeah, you're doing your job. I said, you know, and that's what you need to do. You do your job to keep others safe. I said, so that's okay. Even if they don't like you, it's okay. You do your job because you're trying to help them out and help them to be safe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know what he said? He said, oh, you know what? He said, I see this now. A brother is scared of you. I said, why? I'm not saying anything wrong, Emma. He said, no, because the way you talk. He said, I know who you are. Glory to God. He said, what the Bible said, they should know a tree. Amen. By the fruit it bears. Glory to God. So apparently my tree was bearing some really good fruit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And they were barbarous people. They were uncultured. They didn't know too much of. They didn't know nothing about God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they were uncivilized. They operated in one. They said they were ignorant. Glory to God. Let's move on to three. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. Glory to God. Now, a viper is one of the most venomous snakes, glory to God, that there ever was, glory to God. They're really venomous, glory to God. In other words, they could kill you, hallelujah, glory to God. Now, you can imagine, now you know if Paul knew that thing was in there, amen, he probably wouldn't have, come on, stuck his hand in there, glory to God. But you know what? Because Paul had the blood of Christ, hallelujah, he was washed in the blood, hallelujah, glory to God. My God, my God. He was washed in the blood, hallelujah. And can you imagine when that snake bit his hand? He's like, oh, my God, I'm biting, don't cry. Good God Almighty, let's move on, glory to God. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt, this man is a murderer, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. Oh, man, they said, hold up, wait a minute. Now, hold up, wait a minute now. Okay, this man done escaped the sea. Now the snake done bit him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You think he gonna live? Hallelujah. Ain't that something? Glory to God. Now, see how people talk about people right here. They saying he's a murderer, right? Glory to God. Ain't that just how some people do you? Just because you start going through trials and trouble and tribulation, life happens, then they want to say, well, I wonder what they did. They must have disobeyed God. They must have done what they needed to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What they doing? How they living? Ain't that just like people? Glory to God. And they're barbarians because they're ignorant. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Ha, good God Almighty. Don't you see that snake been harming? Glory to God. You know, you got to learn sometimes, you know, when things are going, when you're going through trials, trouble, tribulation, glory to God, when you done had church hurt, glory to God, when you done had other things that happened to you, when you were coming up as a little girl, when you were coming up as a little boy, you know, they did this to me, they did that to me, you know, and they didn't treat me right, and we didn't have food, and we had to eat off the floor, and they didn't do me right, glory to God. You got to learn how to shake that stuff off. Glory to God. Shake it off in the fire. Glory to God. When you got God running through your veins, the blood of Christ running through your veins, remember, glory to God, you can shake it off. Remember, Lord, he died on the cross for everything, amen, that you're going through, every sin that was committed against you. He died on the cross for all that. So guess what? It's done. It was finished. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. So you ain't got to keep reliving that life. Hallelujah. If you want to tell somebody as a testimony to build them up, then that's wonderful. Glory to God. But only then, he said, should you give those testimonies to build somebody else up, to let them know what they went through, the hurt that they went through. Glory to God. And I hear him saying the church hurt that you went through. Forget it. Shake it off. Glory to God. All churches are not like that. Glory to God. Whether you walked in, amen, and you got in it, glory to God, it's okay, hallelujah. Whatever happened, just shake it off and keep it moving, glory to God. Shake the dust and keep on going. Just like Paul, he shook off the fire. He shook off the snake in the fire, glory to God. My God. Let's move on, hallelujah. And how about they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly, but after they had looked a great while, and so no harm come to him. They changed their minds and said that he was a god. Glory to God. Now, see there, they serve, they talking about a little god. But see, Paul had a big god. Glory to God. He knew who he was. He knew who he stood for. He knew who was going to take care of him. That's why we got to know that God's going to take care of us. No matter what they do, no matter what they say, if they mistreat you on your job, shake it off, glory to God. If they mistreat you, hallelujah, in your street, hallelujah. If they mistreated you in your marriage, glory to God. If they mistreated your girlfriend, boyfriend, that's what they said, now shake it off, glory to God. Don't let that stuff keep gripping you. You can't move no higher in Christ because you're always bringing up what done happened, glory to God. I remember you had about 50 girlfriends, oh my God, and I was supposed to be the only one. Shake it off, don't worry about it, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. I heard somebody say, hallelujah, let them pants keep on hanging, my God, my God. If it ain't nothing but a pair of pants, glory to God, let them keep hanging, my God. Glory to God. Just come on, shake it off. You see how Paul shook off that snake? They knew Paul was dead after that snake had been it, but it didn't happen. So the same thing that God did for Paul here, when Paul shook it off, you can shake it off, glory to God. Go around the house and praise God, hallelujah. Lift up your hand, hallelujah. Say, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you, Lord God. Lord, I give you glory, I give you honor. I'm shaking all this mess off, glory to God. Some of y'all need to shake loose now, hallelujah, glory to God. You've been wearing your old grave clothes, glory to God. Remember when he came, he went and healed Lazarus, glory to God. He said, come forth. And he has said, come forth now, and then call out Lazarus' name. Everything in that graveyard would have stood up. So you got to learn how to shake that stuff off, glory to God, hallelujah. Even though it happened, hallelujah, yesterday, you still got to shake it off, glory to God. We serve a better God than that. Don't keep wearing your old grave clothes, glory to God. That's why you can't go no higher. Sometimes you got to shake some people off too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. You got to learn how to shake yourself off. Glory to God. Just shake it off. Just start shaking and watch it hit the floor. My God. We serve that type of God. Just shake it off. Hallelujah. See, they thought Paul was gone. He was through. They thought he was through. But they didn't know the God that Paul served. See, they don't know the God that you serve. He's going to help you. Amen. Glory to God. You're going to bounce back. Hallelujah. You're going to have even more than you had. Glory to God. I know they're looking at you not funny. They're looking at you strange. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just because your change is strange. Don't worry about it. Glory to God. Because they can dress better than you. Glory to God. They got more clothes than you got. Hallelujah. I've been through all that. Glory to God. And I saw all that. And none of that even matters. As long as I got King Jesus, I ain't worried about nothing else. Hallelujah. Now, you know, God will give you, amen, your heart desire, and he will give you what you need, hallelujah, because he said, wait, I said, wait on the Lord, he shall renew thy strength, you shall mount up wings as an eagle, hallelujah, and you'll fly high above all them circumstances, glory to God, no matter if you're talked about, no matter if you're slandered, good God Almighty, glory to God, my God is able, he's able to do everything but fail, good God Almighty. So shake it off, hallelujah. Stop laying in your bed at night weeping, hallelujah, over things you done lost. Little Sally Walker, come on, glory to God. Get up and shake it off. Good God Almighty. Let's move on, glory to God. And in the same quarters were possessions of the chief men of the house, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. Glory to God. Let's move on just a little bit. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux. Hold up right there, glory to God. See, after Paul did all that shaking loose, glory to God, hallelujah, he went right on, glory to God. He went right on. He didn't stop doing God's work. Ain't that something when things start to happen and, you know, Paul here, he's shipwrecked, glory to God. He's shipwrecked. He on an island, the snake done fastened to his hand, but that still didn't stop it. So you can't let, amen, stuff stop you. You know, sometimes you want to just stop just because things start to happen. But that's the main time when you need to get up, pick yourself up by your bootstraps, and continue to go on for the Lord. Glory to God. Don't let nothing turn you around. Hallelujah. My God. To whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hand on him and healed him. He didn't stop. You know, ain't it something, glory to God, he didn't stop. And what they're saying, that was a terrible, amen, terrible, amen, blood flux that he had. But Paul didn't stop. He went on because he knew who he was and knew who was in him. So you got to know who you are. You got to know that you belong to Christ. You don't belong to man. You belong to Christ, glory to God. And when you walk, and you got to walk in assurance. that everything you need, your Father is going to provide it. Everything that you think you lack, which God has no lack because he made everything, God is going to take care of it, glory to God. But you know, when the world starts to spin, glory to God, and your head starts to turn, you forget all about Jesus Christ. You forget all about the man that walked, hallelujah, glory to God, on the earth, glory to God, hallelujah, who went by doing miracles and signs and wonders. You forget all about Jesus Christ. You forget all about calling on the name of the Lord. Oh, my God, whenever you're in despair, who are you going to call? No, don't call Ghostbusters. You call Jesus Christ. He's the one that will deliver. He's the one that will set you free. Glory to God. See, Paul knew who he was. And he continued on, glory to God. He went right on healing. He went right on doing the work of the Lord. Now, you got to continue on doing the work of the ministry. You can't let something, amen, grip you so hard. Well, I don't feel like it right now. I'm sorry. I can't make it. I'm sorry. I won't be able to make it. You're going to have to get someone else. I'm just so sorry. Maybe next time I'll try. No, you got to shake it off and continue in his word and in his will, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, because that's the only thing that's going to matter, glory to God. Shake it off, glory to God. You got to learn how to shake it off, glory to God. Let's move on, hallelujah. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. When they saw Paul and he shook that snake off, don't you know that drew him? That drew them to Paul. That's what drew them, glory to God. Because they knew, said, hold up, this man, amen, he got something. I see it, hallelujah, I see it. See, they were thinking he had a little G God, but he had a big God on the inside of him. He wasn't no little G God. We don't serve no little G God. We serve a big God. And it drew all the people, amen, on the island to Paul for him to heal. And that's what you want. You want it to draw people to you. You don't want, amen, send them away from you. So you have to check yourself sometimes. Check your attitude. Amen. We all need a self-examination sometimes. Glory to God. Come on. Yeah, you go to the doctor and get those kind. Yes. They examine your physical, yes, and they will do some mental if you need it. Glory to God. But how about a self-examination? You sit down and make a list. And, Lord, am I doing this, Lord? Lord, am I treating these people right here, Lord? God, did I pay this person back then like I should have, Lord? I need to do a self-examination, Lord, to make sure that I did what I needed to do, Lord. Because I don't want nothing holding me up, Lord God, from what you're trying to, where you're trying to get me to. You're trying to get me so I can heal people, lay hands like Paul did, to heal them, good God Almighty, to set them free, hallelujah, glory to God, to cast out some of these devils around here, good God Almighty, hallelujah. You know why devils ain't being cast out? Because it ain't no power. We live in a powerless generation of people, glory to God, my God, my God, glory to God, hallelujah. And that's where you want to get. It don't even matter, just as long as you're doing what you need to do. Glory to God. Let's move on. Who also honored us with many honors. And when we departed, they laded us with such things as were necessary. See, when Paul had did all that, look, the glory of the Lord was on Paul, glory to God, and the favor of God was on him, not because of who those people were around him, not those the men that was guarding Paul and the other prisoners and all that, because of who Paul was, glory to God. And they favor, hallelujah, glory to God. They favor, it favor, hallelujah. It was favor, hallelujah. And they gave them everything that they needed to travel with. Glory to God, hallelujah. You see, we don't serve a God in lack, hallelujah. We serve a God that's more than enough. We serve a God that can furnish your whole house. We serve a God, amen, that can build your whole house. We serve a God that can give you mansions, hallelujah, glory to God, that you didn't build, vineyards that you sure didn't plant. Glory to God. That's the God that we serve. There's no lacking God. I don't know where we get, you know, sometimes you get in your mind, you let your mind go and play tricks on you, you know. You say, well, you know what, Lord, I ain't got enough to pay my light bill. Well, you amen, pay your tithes and your offering. Now, let me just go ahead and straighten that out before we're going further. Pay your tithes and your offering. Don't forget them. Glory to God. Then you can go to God and ask what you will, and he will give it to you, even if you have to send somebody back. He'll do it. Glory to God. Let's move on. And after 3 months, we departed in a ship of Alexandria, which had wintered in the isle, whose sign was Castro and Philip. and landing at Syracuse, we tarried there 3 days. See, go, see what I'm talking about? Look, Paul was still going on around. He was doing everything he needed to do. He didn't stop. He didn't let that stop him. Glory to God. He went right on doing the work of the ministry. Glory to God. Paul then went right on. And then it says, amen, glory to God, that wind came, hallelujah. And you know, when the wind came, glory to God, hallelujah, it blew Paul over to the south. They finally got, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, where they needed to go, hallelujah. And when he got there, hallelujah, glory to God, the people heard that they were coming, so they came out, hallelujah. The believers came out, glory to God, and they met Paul. Some of them believed, hallelujah, who Paul said he was, glory to God. And they believed in Jesus Christ. So they came out and they met Paul. We're going to tell a little bit of the story too also, glory to God. And they came out and they met him. And so Paul was saying, okay, glory to God. It made him excited. It really, it said, and it made him excited. It really lifted him up. It gave him, amen, glory to God, knowing that, you know, people believe in him. It excited Paul, glory to God, so that way he can go on, hallelujah. You know, that's why the Bible said, don't forget to assemble yourself together for the edifying of the saints, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. See, it edified him, glory to God, to see the other people. Yeah, we all need some encouragement sometimes, glory to God. So when he seen the saints, they came to meet him, hallelujah, and he began to tell them about Jesus Christ. Amen, glory to God, and they listened. They listened. They listened to what Paul was saying. He was telling them about a man named Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. And they listened at Paul, and they listened, hallelujah, glory to God. But don't you know, hallelujah, amongst all those that listened, there were those that wouldn't listen. That wouldn't listen. They didn't even want to hear what Paul was saying when he was talking about, amen, Jesus, glory to God. Well, you know, the Bible says some will receive and some won't. Glory to God. Everybody didn't listen at Paul when he was talking about Jesus. And what they did was glory to God, hallelujah. You know, Paul thought that maybe Paul was going to be in bound in chains and, you know, they won't take him and put him in prison. No, baby, Paul had it made in the shade. Only the man that was guarding Paul, amen, glory to God, that was with him. Glory to God, hallelujah. He was with him, and he had his own house. The only man that stayed with Paul was him and the one that was guarding him. So you see, God was all over that thing. Glory to God. And when he didn't lack nothing. See, Paul learned how to shake it off. When you're going through, amen, your testing, your trials, if you can't shake it off, you've got somebody that you can call, hallelujah, that can help you to shake it off. Glory to God. You ain't got to wear that denim that's on your arm. Glory to God. Make your head swell. Make your feet swell. Hallelujah. Make your heart skip a beat. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. You can call somebody that can help you, that can get a clap through to help you shake that stuff off. Glory to God. You've been bound too long with the same old stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. And it's swollen you, hallelujah, on the inside out. Glory to God. That's why you're shaking your body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. My God. Hallelujah. You let that thing carry on for years and years and years. Glory to God. You ain't asked God to touch it. Believe me, he ain't going to touch nothing that you don't want him to touch. Hallelujah. If you give him permission, he'll do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We serve a wonderful working God. Hallelujah. And this is the type of God that we serve. Also, hallelujah, in the scripture, hallelujah, glory to God, it was saying, hallelujah, that when Paul began to tell them, hallelujah, you know, I was talking, you know, about Jesus, and they didn't believe me, glory to God, and he went on to tell them, and guess what they said? They said, we ain't received no paperwork on that, hallelujah, glory to God. Look at that. He had already sent the angels ahead of Paul, glory to God, to make everything all right. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the type of God we serve. If you are, glory to God, going through some trials and tribulations, know that God has already made a way out of no way. Hallelujah. He said, we don't have no paperwork on that. Glory to God. We ain't got nothing. But we'll listen to what you're saying. Hallelujah. What happened, glory to God, over that way you were? My God, my God. What happened? And Paul began to tell them, glory to God. And they began to listen, hallelujah, my God, because they didn't have nothing saying what happened, glory to God, where he came from, why they arrested him, hallelujah. That's That's the God that we serve. So all that stuff that you've been thinking about and you've been going through, glory to God, that's been pulling on you, pressing on your heart, glory to God, making your ship a beat, hallelujah, make you think you're losing your mind, it's time to shake it off, hallelujah. Choose this day whom you're going to serve, glory to God. Are you going to serve God or are you going to serve man? You can't serve, hallelujah, both, hallelujah. One is going to destroy you, hallelujah, and it ain't God. Man will destroy you. God will reserve you. Glory to good God Almighty, hallelujah. What do you want to be? You want to be reserved, hallelujah, or destroyed. It's up to you today to make up your mind, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Everywhere Paul walked, and everywhere he went, hallelujah, God had already made the way. He took care of him, and that's what he'll do for you, hallelujah. Just because you go through, hallelujah, don't you know what I mean? You're going to continue to go through as long as you're here on this earth. I know there are some that don't want to go through no trials or tribulations, but if you don't go through nothing, you can't be a living testimony for somebody else who's going through, hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't help nobody if you ain't been through nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So just know, hallelujah, everything, hallelujah, it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because if you are in Christ Jesus, it's powerful. Hallelujah. When he went through the valley, he didn't sink. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The waves didn't take him away. Hallelujah. When he went, hallelujah, through the fire, he didn't get burnt. He shook him off and shook him in the fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When he continued on his way and on his journey, good God Almighty, the Lord thy God had already made a way. Hallelujah. He'll make a way out of no way. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to press your way through sometimes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't stop. Oh, my God. I hear it so much. Oh, my God. I'm just going through. Lord, help me, God. I'm going through, Lord God. I'm going through. Oh, you got to continue to pray, though. You got to pray your way through. You got to pray your way out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know what? You got to learn how to give your way out. Hallelujah. You can't be stingy. You can't be a stingy Christian on this side. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said a tenth belong to me. So that's what you ought to give him, the tenth. Glory to God. And then if you want to give him, hallelujah, glory to God, a seed, hallelujah, then you plant your seed. Glory to God. But if you hold back, he ain't going to give you no more money. Hallelujah. Because you can't manage what you get. Glory to God. You can't. You don't understand. Now, there's a law of reciprocity. What goes up must come down. What comes out of your purse, glory to God, it shall return back in your purse. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. And look how Paul, he walked through. He went through all that he went through. Amen. Glory to God. But he knew who he was and knew who he belonged to. He belonged to Jesus Christ. Because wasn't no snake going to get him down. Wasn't nobody talking about him going to get him down. Nobody, amen, glory to God, telling nobody on him, get him down, glory to God. Nobody saying, okay, you don't know what you're talking about, you're blaspheming. He didn't get him down. Hallelujah. He just continued on his way. But when Paul told him, ain't not a soul, not a soul was going to be hurt. Don't you know they looked at him real stupid? Hallelujah. But wasn't nobody hurt? Didn't nobody drown? Glory to God, hallelujah. God reserved everybody, amen, that was on that ship. Even the prisoners, whatever they had did, glory to God. He reserved them all, glory to God. So what you want to do? You want to be reserved, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Then you got to come closer to the Lord, that God. You can't be slacking where the things of God, glory to God, hallelujah. Just because life happens, amen. Something may hit you before it's time for you to go, amen, and do prayer or whatever it is you do in the church, in the sanctuary, glory to God. But guess what? Amen. If it ain't nothing that you can do about it, hallelujah, then you continue on with the Lord because guess what? He's going to take care of that. He said, when you take care of my business, oh, good God Almighty, I'll take care of yours, glory to God, hallelujah. He's just that type of God, hallelujah. Saints, I'm telling you, we're living in these last days. Glory to God. And he's going to need some strong soldiers on the front line. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And what I mean on the front line, you got to be able to pray and pray for people. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. On the spot. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to be able to pray for them on the spot. But if you ain't prayed up, You can't pray for nobody on the spot. Hallelujah. If you're always thinking about what's going on with you in your house, you're falling no more. You can't do it. Glory to God. You got to constantly stay in communication with the Lord, God. 24/7, hallelujah. Even while you sleep, hallelujah, glory to God. If you wake up in the wee middle of the night, hallelujah, the wee hours in the night time, glory to God. You say, Lord, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you that you're right here by my side. Hallelujah, glory to God. But Paul didn't turn back. He kept on going, glory to God. And he went on and he healed and he told him what the prophets had said. He said, some will receive and some won't receive. This is like a word when it come forth with so much power and clarity, hallelujah, on Tuesday night, hallelujah, on Saturday, hallelujah, on Sunday, hallelujah, glory to God. When the word comes through, hallelujah, some won't receive it and some are not going to receive it, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's just the way it is. Hallelujah. But you can be one of the ones today that receive the word of the Lord on today. Glory to God. No, hallelujah, that God watches over his word to perform it. Hallelujah. You won't get left out. Hallelujah. Unless you want to get left out. Because God ain't going to force himself on you. Hallelujah. Now shake that stuff off and get moving, hallelujah, for Christ, hallelujah. And stop moving right out here at the almost the end of the year, glory to God. Hallelujah. And stop saying, well, you know what, Lord? You're in that same place you was in way back, amen. Let's go back, amen, drop it back. Now, we're in 2017, drop it back, 16, 15, 16, glory to God. Well, Lord, I know I need to read the Bible more. Lord, I know I need to hear the word more. I know, Lord, I need to do this more. Glory to God. How much more, hallelujah, are you going to sing that same old song? Hallelujah. You sound like a broke record. It's time to do something about it. Hallelujah. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. Hallelujah. Paul continued on with Christ. Glory to God. He didn't care. He knew what the prophets had said. Some going to receive you and some I'm not. But Paul was glad when he seen the believers. Glory to God. That's why you should hang around people who are believers. That's going to lift you up. That's going to get you on high. Glory to God. That's going to help you through whatever it is you got to go through. Hallelujah. When you're down in the valley, they're going to come and help you up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you can't see your way through, they're going to come and they're going to pray for you and help you to get your way through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you can't pray for yourself, that's why it's so important to be hooked up. Oh, my God, with the hookup of those that don't mind praying for you in the day. Hallelujah. In the wee hours of the night. In the noonday, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Good God Almighty. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Shake it off. Shake it off, glory to God. I want you to just stand up where you're at. Hallelujah. And just shake it off. Say, no more. I won't be hindered. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to walk and not give up. I'm going to walk and not get weary and well doing. Hallelujah. Because it's my due season. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's my due season. Glory to God. I'm going to shake off, hallelujah, how they treated me. I'm going to shake off the church hurt that I had. I'm going to shake off, hallelujah, how the husband left me for somebody else. Good God Almighty, shake that thing off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Just shake it off. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. We serve an on-time God. Hallelujah. Just shake it off and watch what God do. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If anybody desires prayer, amen. At this time, if you will, press the one and I will bring you in. But I want you to just shake it off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. Glory to God. God don't want to see nobody hindered. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, for in this season, hallelujah. Because if you sing that, you know, you hear that song, hallelujah, that whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. You don't want God to do it without you. Glory to God. Don't leave me out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. If you desire prayer, press the one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I will bring you in for prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to reiterate my announcement. Hallelujah. You know, God is good. Hallelujah. All the time. Hallelujah. You just got to shake it off. Hallelujah. Don't keep, amen, talking about the same old thing that happened 30 years ago. Some folks can't forget it. Glory to God. Yes, it was a venomous. It was poison to your very bones, but that's okay. Hallelujah. You can still shake it off, for we serve a delivering God. We serve a miracle-working God, and nothing is too hard for the Lord thy God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want you to forget, glory to God. Don't forget, hallelujah. Tuesday night, there it is coming, hallelujah. They're going to rock the house. I feel it rocking already, glory to God, hallelujah. They're going to rock the house on Tuesday night. So make sure, amen, it comes on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. They're going to rock the house. So I'm going to encourage you to come on and watch it and listen to them, because they're going to rock the house. Glory to God. The message was so inspirational. Amen. On last week, glory to God. We're looking for another one. Amen. This week. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Always come with a level, amen, of expectation. Hallelujah. That your needs going to get met. When you do, you're going to get a word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then don't forget, hallelujah. Don't forget, Elder asked you on Saturday, at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, 3 o'clock Eastern. Glory to God. She's going to rock the house again. Hallelujah. She came on with her hymn. I said, oh, good God Almighty. You don't hear no more, Holy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of them hymns will break some stuff loose. Glory to God. Don't forget, tune in. Next Saturday, she'll be live. Same station, Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Then you move on down. I'll be back with you on next Sunday. Hallelujah. The hour of power. Hallelujah. At 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Then coming up next is Minister Elaine Jackson of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to encourage you again, don't forget to partner. Don't miss out. See what God has for you. Don't miss out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, give. Thank you, Lord. And it shall be given. Good measures. Press down. Don't you want some of that press down blessing? Glory to God. Shake it together. Run it over. Don't you want it when he press it down and keep coming back up and it keep running over? Good God Almighty. That's what I'm talking about. Glory to God. That's the kind of blessings you want. Hallelujah. So don't forget to partner with us. Just hit Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse up on Facebook. Or you can inbox any of us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we will get you to them. Amen. For sure. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead, amen, hallelujah, and give the benediction. But don't forget to go over and show Minister Elaine Jackson some love. Amen. She'll be coming on next. Amen. An awesome word from the Lord that's going to wow you. So you want to make sure you tune in and hear her next. She got a word. Amen. In season. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. We will see you back here next Sunday. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Always give thanks unto the Lord, because he is good.